Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Okay. So, shout out to them. Shout out to the young man who, you know, was being part. Well, he was being passive aggressive and was being a smart ass, but then also, you know, was cool. So that's my experience with my very first app. Then after that, we started, you know, visiting what I call farmers markets. Mm-hmm. We don't really have too many of them anymore in the city of trees. Yeah. I know. I miss you guys. What I heard, maybe you could be hearing this right now, but you may be, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to manifest it, but I heard that their farmers markets ended because they got snitched on and shut down. If somebody did, you're a bitch for snitching, because they had the best farmers markets. I could get tacos from one of their moms. I could go get my everything, mushrooms,
everything.
So
you can even make a friend.
Yeah, a few. They were like, you're part of the family. So they were an unofficial kind of sponsor of the podcast. If you just heard, Hubby even made a little sound effect for him. but they were good. But we went to farmers markets and we used to go to if you guys know about and that's where I got my husband to take his first dab. And we were drinking, we went in there and got a drink, you know, the lean kind of drinks. We got that.
Yeah. Oh, I miss those.
Oh my gosh. So much.
Especially
like, get the drink and then go out. Like, so we had that sipping to go to like
and walk around. Yeah. And especially like at one point you could go there for a couple hours.
Remember they would you play know, like go, movies and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Go to room. I mean, shit, we went to a birthday party for the owner's wife. And hella food and hella like just, you know, different people that would be at the session. I mean, be at the farmers markets. I don't like to say sessions. or a hops, you know, a hot second before that. Yeah. But he felt comfortable. We're finally, I was like, babe, you know, try this out. And then, do you remember the name of the guys we used to get from?
That one?
Yeah, the one we used to get the shout out to the cultivators being little bits of salesmen, because they noticed that I was trying to get Hubby to take one with me, and they kind of talked him into it. Like, oh, you know what? You can spread. What do you smoke blunts? You know, you don't have to dab. Like, you don't have to take it out of a dab rig. You can smooth it on your blunt. And he was like, that's all you needed to say. Mm-hmm. And then he was hooked. So we had to find out what he liked and what he didn't like. And you know, as someone that is a dabber, I definitely want to use your expertise at this point to kind of explain the difference between shatter, you know, wax. Now we have diamonds, sugar.
Yeah.
So what do you prefer?
Oh, I prefer rosin or diamonds.
Is rosin
the dark one?
No, the rosins are like the lighter ones that almost look like kind of like putty. They almost look like putty, but they're basically they're like the ice water. So a lot of the times what they do is they do the ice water extract, and so they're just taking the hash and they're pressing it with heat, and the heat is essentially what's extracting it, and so you have a really clean extraction. So there's no butane, there's none of that in it, and it really
promise you guys education every episode. Here you go, listen up. She explains it way better than I could.
They actually like are able to conserve the most terpenes and like I just feel like you get the best high, you get the best flavor. Like it's just all around the most amazing. But I would
and
say
as it continues to elevate as it continues to go in its evolution process, you know, I think we just knew about wax back in the day. And I'm sure the THC content was low. Probably there were a lot of people who were processing it kind of shitty. And we only had what was more of a health hazard as far as the processing of it back then. Mm-hmm. Now you have these innovators that, you know, you have the ice, like you said, the ice bath, and the, you know, and things like that, that they're finding out ways to preserve more of the wellness and the great thing from the plant. So,
I always liked the one that was like really dark. I guess it wasn't the best way to make it, but it still got me the highest.
The hash?
Yeah.
Because I know hash is really dark.
It's like dark brown, tar like,
it was really, sticky. Yeah, it was just more of the wax, like the back, like I said.
Yeah.
You know, things last time it was big, you know, before the pandemic. This was before. Yeah. So, then after that, you know, we started going.
Static nails, the next generation of nail.
Yeah. So he liked more of the more of what was just considered wax.
Okay. It, just, you know, concentrate.
Yeah. It was easier to spread on the, you know, on the Swisher or the show, you know, because we love shows now, to spread on there. Or when I did get a nectar collector, you could still hit it.
Yeah.
Although I think it definitely made the nectar collector, it made the quality of it a little lacking because you have to clean it out and shit like that. I broke a glass one, then I went over to the silicone one and I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and get a regular rig. But I kind of want one that's electric. But I keep hearing different things. What do you think? What do you like to utilize best? Just the traditional fabric?
Honestly, like I am someone who is so clumsy. I've broken like probably 5 dab rigs. So I've now stuck. I stick with the silicone one. So I'm like,
okay,
I'm safe with it. I can travel with it too. So
yeah.
I'm just super old school, like silicone rig with a titanium nail. But now they're into like this banger. So they have like the quartz and all of that, which that's like really nice. But like, I don't know, to me, it's like, it's a process. Cause it's like, you got to clean it with the alcohol. You got to swab it. It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't just, after you clean it with the alcohol, then go ahead and light it up.
No.
You guys don't know yet. It's not very healthy for you to go ahead and ingest, you know, the particles that would be left behind from the alcohol. So it is a process. Yeah. I also feel that it's more of a fad within the industry.
I think it's like who has the biggest melt shot and who can make it look the prettiest type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for people to go, oh, I have that. You know, it's everybody likes to be included.
Yes.
And I know that it was definitely a different part of the cannabis community at one point in time.
Yeah.
Because people kind of like how vegetarians and vegans are, you know, I only dab. And it's like, oh, my good Lord. But because I was definitely the same way at some point, like, oh my gosh, I only do this brand, you know, when I did vape, it was probably because it was a company that I represented, but I was like, only Dom Pen. I don't do anything else, you know? So we all tend to get, you know, a little snooty about what we do, but I think that now because the different sectors of the community is they're starting to intersect, you know, there's definitely more people that are flower, but they also will dab.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that the community that I'm most surprised by is the older community that lives in Placerville. I do education at a dispensary there. Shout out to Chuck's Wellness. I love them. And a lot of the community there are a little older. You know, you want to think of the makeup of who lives in Placerville. Let me tell you, those older people fucking dab out there. Okay, they know about the concentrate. Oh,
that's crazy. Okay?
The first time that I realized that, I was like, what is it? And somebody that works there, she kind of made a joke. She goes, well, you got to realize it and look at it like this. They're the old meth heads and the old crankers. I was like,
yes, that's so like, true. They familiar with the torch.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, that's comfortable to them.
Yeah.
But it's really, really funny. I met a lady one day and we ended up talking and she kept trying to buy me like 2 grams of wax. She's like, no, just let me buy. And I said, no, what I do is because I'm passionate about it. Yeah. And she's like, which car is yours? You know, because she thought I was trying to say it, you know, like I can't take it because of my work. And she goes, which car is yours? I'm going to buy it and I'm going to put it underneath your tire. I was like, no, I really honestly, it's okay. You know? And I should have let her because she was buying some like $75.
You should have let her. Hell yeah. Woo.
I should have. My husband goes, don't you, what is wrong with you? You don't ever do that. But yeah, so I think that because there is a larger market of people that are becoming more educated and they do what they're familiar with. And like I said, that community is familiar with, you know, concentrate. So it's interesting to find out how brands have to pivot, you know, how, you know, cultivators of the product that how they have to change. And they have to become more of a traditional business where you have to start, where you start having target audiences that you have to create your brands for. So
that's true.
that's part of what I love about being in this industry and being an entrepreneur and somebody who is have a brand development experience, because I'm able to kind of see, you know, step back and see that. If anybody has been a long-term fan, mark my words, I said that the next 3 to 5 years, and this was 2 years ago, that edibles and drinks were going to become huge. Yeah. And if you guys have been to a dispensary, okay, a good portion of their inventory is definitely focused. I mean, there's seltzers now, you know, I don't know who told Pabst Blue Ribbon to make one, because nobody likes PBR regularly, but
thank you.
They have one, you know. I would recommend something like Tonic, Uncle Arnie's, Good Stuff brand, all because I do educate for them, so I know that they're good. But I would recommend more like that. I think people hear seltzers, and a lot of times they're like, oh, I'm not a White Claw drinker, or, you know, and it's like, no, okay. It's along the same line, you know, but it's not that. It's a different way for people to receive, you know, their medication or to receive their elevation. A lot of those products can be microdosed as well. So I'm all for it. But I said that it was going to be a huge industry, and it is. And it's also providing a way for a lot of people that have been disenfranchised from, you know, weed for so long, Black and brown people. It's another way for us to get into the industry and become entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Keep your eye out there. There's some really good brands coming out and lines that are coming out that are women owned, and they're owned by a woman of color. So I love that as well. But so I'll probably have you back on to even just dig into your expertise about dabbing.
Yeah.
Some more. Yeah, I definitely want to introduce it to women.
Yeah.
That, you know, like you said, you got into it with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Most women, I think they will get into concentrates and waxes because of the man in their life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see too many women going into the dispensary. Let's say they're going on a girl's weekend. They're like, let's get 3 grams of the shatter. And then let's, you know, it's usually edibles and maybe some pre-rolls. So, oh, hold on. You know, all right, guys. And I waited. Look, I have the doobies broken up. So I'm gonna tell you guys now, if you guys don't keep a doobie jar, please start doing that, because in the times when this happens, and if you guys can't see, that's empty. You can go ahead and grab that doobie jar and bust them open. And it's not the best tasting, but it'll do the trick. So now I don't have to do that. So I'm sure you guys have been well into the Spark and Salutations. We're going to keep that going. So the, you know, we talked a little bit about what we like right now, what's going on. I'm going to show you guys the strains that I really love right now. I've talked about this brand before, Eighth Brothers. Look, guys, very, very, very economical. Okay. You can call it just weed. That's where it's starting to go. Like, people go, just weed,
yeah.
Middle shelf, you know, top. This is middle shelf. I'd say top tier of the middle shelf, but you can pay $10 per eighth, depending on which dispensary or delivery service you're getting from. Shit's fire, okay? They have a really, really good strain called Honeydew.
Ooh.
A good sativa. It's really good. Very, very good. So that's going to be the strain that I'm kind of smoking on right now that I really like. I also want to give a shout out to a new strain, a couple of new strains, but a new brand here in City of Trees, Sattva, Sattva. Please excuse me if I am not pronouncing that correctly, but it is a connoisseur grade indoor flower. Let me tell you how great it is to be in the industry. I was working a 420 event. And the gentleman was right next to me, who is the owner, thunder everything of this. He tested everything out. He came up with the strains. He's a cultivator as well. But he is, he came over and introduced me, you know, introduced himself. And then I looked back later and I'm like, well, I see underneath my table, because he was taking like 5 grams. I'm just sliding them into my box. And he's like, try that out. I was like, I will.
Hell yeah.
Fire. So I will say the Sherb Scotty, which is a hybrid, fucking fire. I do know that he's at Dixon Wellness, which, if you guys are familiar with the area, that's just right across the causeway. And I know a couple other of, I think he's at Aptane Wellness or Two Rivers. I'll put it in the show notes and let you guys know, or if you guys want to know more about it. but definitely follow, follow him, follow the brand on social media. It's just at S-A-T-T-V-A Cannabis. Really fucking good, guys. And good price. Good price. Dixon Wellness can be a little bit like that. Sometimes I want to go, what y'all selling? Like, is this like, is why is, you know, let's say Dime Bag. Why is Dime Bag going for $35 an eighth? Some Dime Bag does, but that was the first brand that popped into mind. So mm-hmm. no shade, Dime Bag. But this is very, I think it's a good price for the quality that you get.
Yeah.
I was lit. And hubby, I mean, I had to hide the jars from him so that he didn't smoke them all before, you know, we weren't smoking 420 high. Because you can't really do a review when you're 420 high. So I, you know, tried to put it aside so that we could, I could do my review properly. But great terps, guys. You can tell that there's a lot of care going into the cultivation of the flower. So check them out. The other brand that I wanted to talk about is a brand new, it's coming out now. They should start being in storefronts and available for you guys to purchase, I'd say by summer. I'm actually meeting with she's one of three owners, but she's the face of the brand, 22-year-old young woman who was on a scholarship, a soccer scholarship. Got hurt, and when you're a college student and you get hurt and they don't see any need for you, guess what? Scholarship gone. So she was very injured on a lot of big pharma, a lot of pills, prescription pills, and was kind of depressed because her whole identity was soccer. I mean, if you're well enough to get a scholarship to college, that means you fucking played. And if you guys know Northern Cali, especially in the City of Trees, soccer's huge. And so she just kind of felt lost and was just kind of doing kind of bad, taking a lot of pills. Yeah. She's going to be a guest on one, tell her own story, but taking a lot of pills, drinking, just not living right. And was always told how bad cannabis was. And she went ahead on her own as a grown-ass adult, as she should. And she started, you know, looking into cannabis instead of big pharma. And she was the young lady that I was just talking about who says that she smokes about 10 grams a day.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yeah, and she dabs. Little cute little thing. But she's coming out with a brand that they are going to be, and let me tell you now, no joke, not because I hit it off with her, but fucking great diamond-infused pre-rolls that are going to be a gram and a half. Not the traditional 1.2.
Okay.
Not maybe the 1.3. And you're not going to be paying like 40 freaking bucks, you know. Very good pre-rolls. I stumbled upon this whole situation by going to one of the gentlemen's clubs a couple weeks ago here in City of Trees. And and she is starting this, and it's so good. She is the only one that tests her products. I told her, you have somebody else to do that. But I walked away from their 420 events with about 10 pre-rolls. Wow. And me and hubby killed that. Okay. Let me tell you, I just saw a container in my purse and I was getting so excited because I thought maybe I'd slip one in there and forgot about it. No, just left the container in there because they're very good containers. They also use Bovedas.
Ooh.
Yes. You don't see that a lot.
I was going to say, you don't see that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder why. I mean, I know that packaging has gotten a little bit better, and I think some people are trying to, you know, keep a budget, and so maybe they move that to the wayside. But hey, I love those. They are good. You know, we have to keep remembering that cannabis is a plant, and so it always still continues to need, you know, the airflow and, you know, to be able to keep fresh. I know if you guys have ever opened weed and you can crumble it without, you don't need a grinder at all, you know, it's not how the plant's supposed to be. If you bought your girl some roses and you walk by the roses and then, you know, a leaf just fell off and crumbled, you will know that it's time to either hang those bad boys upside down to save them or throw that shit away. So same thing, you know, it's a plant, you know, it's a flower. You got to treat it that way. So I foresee that some brands will probably get back into it if there, you know, is a cheaper version that they could go for, but it has to be the same quality. Then, you know, I highly recommend to brands that you guys start looking in, putting those back into your packages. just a Mary Jane moment, you know, just a thought, you know, I'm, like I said, almost a genius. So, like I said, diamonds, you guys make sure that you keep an eye out for them. Super, super excited. I feel so grateful to have met, Taylor, and, I'll be telling you guys more about it as it continues to move along in their journey. And of course she will be on a Pussy Power episode that's going to be coming up in the next couple of months as well. So shout out to what we're smoking on, how we smoke it, and you know, the up and coming brands, especially ones that are women owned and created. I'm your biggest supporter. Hell, but yeah, it has to be a good product. So I am I cannot wait to, yay, yay, the weed's here. Woo. All right. Super duper. I'm getting the road. I'm going to roll up there. And as I'm rolling up, we are going to talk about the more you know. You guys know I love to educate. My whole mission, my tagline is educate, eradicate, and elevate. And I want to give a special shout out to Forbes. The huge, you know, the one that tells you that Kylie Jenner is way, way richer than the rest of us. You know, Rihanna, way, way richer than we'll ever be. But the same, you know, I want to say business publication or entity that kind of keeps its eye on business and stuff like that. But they always put out their top earners, you know, based on the industry. Maybe they say tech, maybe they say electronics, they may do in, you know, the world of Hollywood. But for the very first time ever on 420, they released their very first and prestigious as well, cannabis list, 42 best entrepreneurs building the industry and the best cannabis brands. So I think that's awesome. Shout out to them. All kind of snaps. And what I love about it, we've been talking for a while already, you know, I don't want to have you guys listening in, well, probably listen in pieces anyway, because I talk a lot, but the hubby to hubby hubby is putting the visual on the screen now. So when you guys watch the video, you'll be able to see it. It's a gentleman that kind of introducing what, why they decided to do this list. And I want to say this is a very huge win, because once the industry starts to be normalized as a business sector and as something that adds to the economy in this country, that's when it will be normalized enough.
Yeah.
That's when you'll stop having pushback. That's when the government will probably jump on board, even though they've known for centuries, since, you know, they're the ones that lied about it, mm-hmm, that it's a great thing. Yeah. There are a good amount of equity type of brands, businesses, and entrepreneurs, and very diverse within the people of color. So I do want to shout them out, Forbes. I think this is an awesome thing. I think you're setting the standards for other publications and entities like yourself to start recognizing the entrepreneurs that are really changing wellness, the quality of lives of others, and more importantly, like I said, you know, a bit ago, allowing us to take control of our health. And this is just the first kind of steps that we need. So shout out to Forbes. You guys definitely check that out. We will have the link to it in the show notes, but ask Auntie Google. Just say Forbes cannabis list and you know it'll pop right up. So yeah, shout out to them. So moving on, I'm trying to make sure that we stay streamlined here. I'm not reading some of the notes and things that I put down for some of this, but our next segment is going to be our say aloud for the people in the back. So this is where you're going to get to promote yourself, talk about something that's going on great within either your, you know, your cannabis-based lifestyle, whether that be your business-wise, whether it be personally, whether it's something that you heard from somebody else. Maybe you went to Soul Bloom this weekend. We had a great concert here. My girl, Janae Aoko, was here. All I wanted to do was hear her sing, "I'm Trying to Smoke." Maybe you got your nails done and you like the color. I don't care what it is, but this is going to be your time to just go ahead and shout it out. Say it louder for the people in the back. And once our guest co-host has shared hers, I do have a very special announcement for you guys. But my guest co-host has the floor now. Go right ahead. Share a little something. Say it loud for the people in the back.
Thank you. I would say I just started my YouTube channel, so that's something that I've been working on. But I'm just kind of trying to promote myself that way. And it's going to be like all graffiti based. So I made an intro video already. But yeah, it's just kind of like fun testing out products, like unboxings, behind the scenes.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's going to be super fun.
Well, you definitely let me know so I can subscribe and follow. And I will share that as well.
Thank you.
And, you know, I have some resources to help you out. I do everything on my own. So you're creating videos or you're creating content, use Canva, okay?
Yeah.
Create your own logos. And you can do everything for a YouTube channel. You can create thumbnails. You can create your logo. I mean, I'm actually your content that I asked you for the picture for. Opening my Canva right now. I'm almost done with that. So, it's a great platform. And then you can collaborate. So being that I'm on there,
okay,
we can share stuff. We can collaborate. We can be part of each other's teams and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So Canva's good. And because you will be a content creator, you know, you can grab the YouTuber title, but you know, content creator, there's other platforms that can help you to expand your audience and things like that as well.
Okay.
You know, how to use the analytics from YouTube as well. So I know a little bit, but I'll ask Cubby to, you know, share some of the tidbits and things like that so that you can start to understand, you know, what you need to do.
Thank you. But congratulations
on that. So you guys be aware, be on point. And, you know, if you forget, hit me up, be like, what was her YouTube channel? I've been looking, I can't find it. You know, Sacramento Gang Archives, shout out to one of my favorite content creators. He keeps coming up because he's on fire. No. If you guys don't know about SGA, Sacramento Gang Archives, please go like, subscribe, follow on all platforms, but especially his YouTube channel. Shout out to him. I'm going to have to send him this little link. He's like, whenever you talk about me, send me the link. The announcement that I have for you guys is those of you that have gone through this journey of being the Mary Jane Maven with me, going from just being an educator to wanting to help women, having the opportunity to start doing collaborations has led me into being a featured and expert speaker. I started with the Women in Cannabis Expo in September of last year, which I will be speaking at 2 dates later this year. But it's also led me into being noticed as being a featured expert. And I have been added and invited to be a panelist and a featured expert at this year's G4 Live Expo and Budtender Awards. That are taking place in Sin City in Las Vegas, May 12th through the 15th. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I'm very, very proud because I am actually going to be on a panel with Roz McCarthy and she's just one example, but women that they don't know it, but they have been an inspiration and a resource for me ever since I started on this journey of creating my brand and becoming the Mary Jane Maven. So I'm super, super excited. I'm going to try not to cry when I meet some of them, but I'm very excited that I'm going to be within good company. I am definitely going to smoke with Snoop because he is DJing. That's what hubby was waiting on. I speak things into existence. So, you know, Auntie Snoop, be ready for me. He is DJing along with Travis Barker. They're having a huge after party and event on the 14th. And so I will be getting as close as I can. You know, I have pretty good luck. Met Eminem twice. Took shots with Elon Musk. I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. So I'm going to be prepared. I may actually take a backwood because he looks like he's a backwood smoker. So I may take a couple of those pre-rolls and, you know,
congrats,
wave it at him or get his attention. But like I said, if you guys happen to have plans to be in Vegas, come on out. G4 Live Expo. I believe they do still have expo tickets available. You're going to see me out and about. My very first time going to Vegas without the hubby. No, where did I go before without you? Oh, I lied. You're right. But that wasn't really without you because you ended up showing up 2 hours later.
Allegedly, it was not 2 hours, but okay.
It was. So that's right. I flew into Vegas at like 6 o'clock in the morning by myself. He was there by like 1:30 in the morning because he drove out. So, but only third time in our 20-year relationship that I am traveling and will be without him. So I'm a little like, because that's my best friend. So yeah, so if you guys see me out and about, if you're going to be there, hit your girl up, you know. I like mostly everybody, so you'll probably get a reply. yeah, so I'm very, very, very proud of that accomplishment. You will see more, and that is my goal for the rest of the year, is to continue creating content, educating, and being that featured expert speaker all about the plant that I love, you know, that power flower, which is sativa. So I said it loud. I could say it louder for the people in the back, but you know, I've been told that I can floss a little bit. I'm an Aries. That's what we do. You know, toot your own horn so then everybody else can join you and start tooting with you. So bars right there. I could say it a little differently. I should drop that off to my Drake so he can switch that up, and or my friend Jeezy, and see if they can make that poetry. I can't see hubby's eyes, but I'm sure he's rolling his eyes. Next section.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications, and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.